forever. Dog.
Sassy. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Welcome to Sassy Tarot. What you're listening to, besides my voice, is the music by the wonderful and low-key extremely dominant Peter Mark Kendall. And I'm Veronica Osorio, your host. So serious. That's how he gets everyone to do what he wants. In the computers, you have Alec. And welcome to my guest today, Oscar Montoya.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I love this. I love all of this.
This is like, let's see how this hour goes.
I'm excited too. I'm excited, and I have a prediction.
Ooh, what
it's
is
It's gonna
your...
go well.
Okay.
The hour will go well.
Let's see if it becomes true. Nostradamus.
This is where you fast forward and then you just cut all the way to the end where we're just screaming at each other.
Yeah. It's full and somehow like Peter quietly made us all feel terrible in 1 second. How did you do it, Peter? With some sick beats. Okay. So here is our card of here. So here's what Oscar, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever gotten your tarot read?
I have gotten my tarot read once before in my entire life.
How did it go?
Pretty inaccurate. Well, that's not true. One thing was very true, and then everything else was not correct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was very true?
So,
more than getting into things that maybe you don't want to, it's who did your reading?
Who did my reading? It was a friend, but I think maybe like a very distant friend who didn't know who I was. And so there was one thing that I, in terms of like my relationship with other people, he sort of nailed, but everything else was a little off. I was just like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if this applies to me. And he was very dismissive about the whole thing of like, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I was like, okay.
That cool. Can't really be. Like, if it doesn't apply, you're not doing anyone a favor.
Yeah. And also it's fine if it doesn't apply. Like, I mean, I get it. I was impressed that he got that one aspect correct. So like, it wasn't like, I think he took it personally. And that's not the right way to handle this sort of thing, you know?
I don't think so. No. I think, the way I see the podcast, the tarot, the entire thing is, and I say this every episode, is to me, this is a tool for you to meditate on your life. And all I'm doing is reading the cards, literally saying what they say.
Yeah.
So this card means balance of emotions, like knowing it's called temperance, right? I ran them one.
She looks very hot.
It's sexy. So I picked this deck for you because it's kind of like 90s, like,
oh, I love animation. That. That is very much my aesthetic.
Right?
That lady holding that flame reminded me so much of like when, you know, where you have like those like Sasa compilation albums and there's like a sexy woman in the cover of it. It's like, you know, like, 20 like Sasa songs or whatever, but very 90s. That's what that reminded me of.
What are those? Like, look what is happening now.
Yeah. Cool. I'm sorry. What? Now that's what I call.
Now that's what I call.
Look what is happening now. Music.
Look what is happening now too. Yeah.
I want you to record an album of things that are happening now.
Look what is happening now. Mommy. And then it's just like, it's just a documentary. An auditory documentary. So, okay. We have these. So what you're going to do right now is you're going to shuffle this deck.
Do those cards have a name? Like what's the name of the pack?
This is the Gilded Tarot.
Ooh.
Tarot deck. And I got it as an easy tarot deal. So it comes in a packet called like the easy tarot. But the deck itself, it's called Gilded.
Gilded.
And so it's because I guess like, I don't know. It just has such a 90s like...
It's very
image.
It's very 90s. It reminds me like very like fantasy, not because I love trashy fantasy and sci-fi novels, and I'm very much a
and
person.
Disney. You have and your Disney, podcast, of course, like, inside the Disney vault.
But I'm a big fan of judging a book by its cover. Like I will read a book if the cover is cool.
And that's literally the cards. It's only book covers.
That's exactly what it is, because they all do sort of the same, right?
Yes.
There's no card that's like very different.
Some decks specifically. But this one's like a traditional deck.
Gotcha.
So, would you shuffle them?
Yes.
And while you shuffle them, I'm going to say I have the... I like the music. I like the music.
Look what is happening now.
Oh, look what is happening now. Volume 2. It's not even... Part 2.
It jumps volumes. To 2. There is no 1. There's just 2. It starts at 2.
Just so that people know it's popular. No one can find the now.
I'm trying to find the first one, but I can't find it anywhere.
Well, it's,
it just jumps to 2.
It doesn't exist. They're so popular, it just went straight to 2. Okay, so would you cut them?
Yes.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to pull your cards. We're going to talk about them.
Oh my
if
gosh.
There's something that resonates, and you can talk about it, feel free to, because that'll help me interpret better the cards. Mm. And then, again, it's not about me figuring out your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you hearing a voice that's outside your brain to help you meditate on your things.
Can I ask you a random question?
Please do.
Have you ever done a tarot where you've been scared?
Yes.
Does that happen often or very rarely?
No, because everything's potential energy. Mm. There's still free will. So this is what I always say, like, even if the cards are reflecting some kind of like aspect of reality you don't really love,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that that's... don't make it a self-fulfilled prophecy, right? Mm-hmm. It just means there's this potential, and now you have the distinct advantage of knowing that that could be.
Yeah.
So don't do the 7 things that you know that could get you there.
Yeah.
Just don't. This is why we're reading.
Exactly.
This. It's just so that you know.
So you can be aware, like, this is what could happen if you don't decide to change.
And anything. So also so that you can be like, to me, even more than that divination part, mm-hmm. it's the idea that you will get clear in your brain and in your heart that you don't want that outcome that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And that clarity will bring you to what you do want.
Mm.
So it's not even about the future. It's more about your own...
your process.
Clarity.
Yeah.
So that's how I see things. So I am pulling right now daily guidance from your angels from the Doreen Virtue Oracle deck.
Ooh.
Doreen Virtue... reject after becoming this like extremely successful oracle card author,
mm-hmm.
in
what time period are we talking about?
This is like 90s, early aughts. And then she became this very successful like oracle deck angel person. And like she has books on angels, how to talk to angels, how to ask them for help, all that stuff. And she has fairies, mermaids, all that stuff.
Ooh.
And then, and those are like, if that's your kind of stuff, those are cool oracles. If you're into those, that imagery, you know,
that's
like something that rocks your boat.
Are you like team angel, team fairy, or team mermaid?
I'm team Jacobs too. Fully team Jacob. I'm team angel.
Team angel.
Just because mermaids and fairies are, they're all just images for you to understand your thing, right?
Right.
And so to me, angels are softer, and it's like it's a very Catholic imagery. So there's something about it that's embedded in my subconscious brain.
Yeah, I want to. Are you religious, or have you been? You were raised religious, I assume.
I was raised in a Catholic religion, and I went to Catholic private school and university. Just because
university too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is where I met my first Jewish person, and then I know.
At a Catholic university.
Yeah, it's just. It's just like a private university. It just happens to be like Catholic.
Gotcha.
But I wasn't religious since I was like 12. And then I still confirmed because it was like a party going.
I got.
And then
so you went all the way, like full confirmation and all that stuff.
Well, because they said I could never get married if I didn't do it, and it was going to be upsetting. And then I imagined myself being about to get married and having to do confirmation classes. And I was like, this is happening within school. And also, like, now I had a boyfriend at the time, and now I stayed an extra afternoon in the school, like all day without supervision. And so it was just all horny, you know. It wasn't even religious at all.
Well, sex and religion, I mean, that's a good tie-in. There's a tie-in there.
But then I converted to Judaism recently on my
own. Are you serious?
Yeah.
How recently are we talking about?
This is like on the 13th of February.
Shut.
But I've been in the process for like a few years.
Are you kidding me? I had no idea.
I know.
Holy crap.
You know.
So it's a long process.
Well, it took me 2 years, but it's not because it's 2 years.
Right.
It's just the way I did it. It was a lot of classes.
Gotcha.
I graduated from two different like classes thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I learned how to read Hebrew, the entire thing. Like,
do you feel different?
I do.
Ooh.
It's funny. I do. I went on a date, I guess a friend date, to movies with another friend. Is Jewish, and we were just like chatting about shit, and then I was like, damn, I'm Jewish.
Damn, that's incredible.
It's weird.
Would you go to Birthright?
I can't. I don't think so.
You can't? I thought it's for anybody who's Jewish. Alec, you went to Birthright.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to do it.
Can Veronica
like,
be go?
It's until 26. I'm not 26.
That's not true.
I think that is true, actually. Yeah.
Wait, that's unfair.
Yeah. I mean, I wish.
But you can lie, though, right?
I can also just pay for my own goddamn ticket to go.
But Birthright, it's its own thing, right?
Yeah, but it sucks.
Oh, it sucks.
What do you mean it sucks?
Well, here, I should be.
Yeah, here.
Birthright is all about convincing you to be a Zionist.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
You go to,
what does that mean?
If when you go to Israel as a young Jew, they like show you all these important sites, and they're like, these are the important elements of your history and the reasons why you should be pro-Israeli government all the time.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like, be pro-Israel 2,000 years ago, but also pro-Israel like since 1948, no matter what they do to Palestine or the people
state
living
of
in the
Israel.
West Bank.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That's what Birthright's all about, is convincing you to be like a member of the Anti-Defamation League and stuff.
hot takes. You heard it here first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, Sassy Tarot listeners. I guess that's probably not what you wanted, but that's the damn truth.
Go back to your computer, Alex.
Everybody wants a hot take. Doesn't matter what.
I know.
Everybody just wants a hot take. It's so true. Thank you for providing that.
Thank you for that.
Piping hot take.
That's why I'm saying, like, I can buy my own goddamn ticket.
That's true.
And go on my
own. That's very exciting.
Go on my own agenda.
That's incredible.
Thank you. I am very excited. It was a very emotional day. And also, Rabbi, so I'm in a queer marriage, and Rabbi acknowledged that by changing a couple of the male terms in the songs. They changed it to gender neutral terms, because Hebrew name is, like, it's male, and I explained to her that I wanted to embrace my male side, and then she told the Torah portion of the week was, like, happened to be about beauty, and she made it about fashion.
Ooh.
And it was like this, and she knows my husband's in fashion, and so
I will say
it felt very, like,
both of you are
inclusive.
So fashion forward people.
We're fashionable,
and it's not just fashionable. You saying it, like, I mean, capital F A, like, capital letters fashion, and, like, you guys are, like, truly fashion incarnate, both of you. It's like,
thank you,
an explosion of you guys. It's like the coolest thing. I mean,
it's a lot, but it's
incredible.
Cool. It's cool,
but very personal. Very, it's, you know what I mean. It's like unique. Very, both of you. Yeah. I mean, I don't know your husband, like, literally at all.
Social media, right?
But through social media, it's like, oh my gosh.
I hope you meet each other.
You two are so, like, perfectly individual in terms of your, like, aesthetics.
I love that.
And complement each other so well.
Thank you. We're just, like, I was just literally looking at photos of us.
Like, that is a cool, come on.
That's his little jacket.
I've never seen cooler people in my life.
Oh, thank
honestly.
You.
It's true.
I think that's cool. We're also sad and miserable sometimes.
Relatable.
Just like everyone else.
Yeah, I love it.
No, but the truth is, like, we both make each other more
mm-hmm.
by being near each other, and then it's just, I don't know, it's always been like that since we met in, I want to say, 2000. No. Yes. Wait, 2002, something like that.
How did you guys meet?
One of my friends that I started doing improv with, she started doing workshops in a school, and then he was one of her students, and then we met. But he's 4 years younger than me, so at the time I was like,
right.
Yeah, whatever, you know. And then we slowly became just best friends. Mm. And then I moved to the States and he stayed, and then he moved. So it's like a long term best friendship.
Yeah.
So that's basically, it's been like, it's weird. Like, our families were as if they just hung out with each other our entire lives. It's just like, it was like the same people. I don't know how to explain it, because my family is very different than his family.
Yeah.
But we do know each other from Venezuela for a long time. So that's how it all happens. So let's do this card. And thank you for that, Fashions. But the point with all of this was that to me, it's less about, is the spiritual part is the part where you communicate with yourself by way of the cards, right? And so the angel cards that we got from Doreen Virtue, who turned into a full-blown Jesus person after all of the angels and fairies. And
whoa, she, like, really bought into that.
She was like, Jesus, and she left to Hawaii and stopped with the angels and stopped with everything else.
So she doesn't do any of that stuff anymore.
No. She stopped. She was like, Jesus. I know.
Jesus are my cards.
Yes. We still have her tarot deck, and it's great. I really like this deck. So the card that we all got as a collective is Release and Surrender.
Mm.
It says, we shower you with blessings of our radiant love. Open your arms and release the challenges that you've held tightly gripped within your hands. Bye-bye. Open your hands, arms, and heart to our love and assistance. So this card is about letting go, bye-bye. But especially, it's letting go in a way that where you are, like, If you can visualize anything that you need taken from you, mm-hmm. if you can visualize, if you don't believe in angels or they scare you or whatever, if you do, imagine that the angels are like literally taking those problems out of your hands, out of your heart, out of your brain,
yeah,
cleaning you up and they're taking
saying, like,
them away.
Hey, it's heavy. Whatever you're carrying, it's heavy.
I
Let me help you
it.
With this.
I'm yeah. this androgynous strong person and I can take it with me. And if you don't believe in angels, you can just imagine
a mermaid doing that,
releasing
or a fairy
them.
Doing that.
Whatever directs your boat. Whatever
it could even
your
be
boat.
Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, just being like, it's mine now.
Give it to me now.
Give it to me. Yeah. I did this meditation at Yosemite. I went there with my last boyfriend and I saw this rock mm-hmm. and it was so large. And I saw that the rock, which is the mountain, right? It was so big. It had trees on it and like parts of the rock had like bushes, and then if you look closely there were also like tiny little plants, and I was like, this rock is supporting so much, like I'm sure you can take away some of my shit. And then I just like kind of leaned again, like I first hugged her, like take it from my heart straight up, and then I was like, I think my heart chakra is like better from my back or something.
Ooh.
And so I leaned my back against the rock, and I literally imagined like the rock entering my body through my back, going into my heart, clearing
reaching
it
out.
And like extracting all that, like my darkness
gunk.
And taking it, because she was like, I can't take it.
Yeah.
And it could, like it was holding big trees and mm-hmm. like clearly some animals, like there's like a full ecosystem in it. And it took it gladly. I was like, thank you. And then I felt so light and I cried and I was sweating it through my back. So when I leaned and I was like, thank you for taking the darkness of my heart. And then I turn around and there's this sweat mark on the rock. And it's like almost like heart shape. I actually have saved this photo. And I was like, you did take the darkness
yeah.
of my heart. And then I don't know. A few months after that, I had gotten fired from somewhere. And then a few months after that, I booked Strange Angel, actually.
Ooh.
So
full circle.
But it didn't have to do with work. It was more like everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So release and surrender, if you can do that with ask a tree or some kind of natural being that you think could support the pain that you have even better than you can, because you're only human.
Anything else. This picture gives me peace too.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's like, you do that. The angels bring this card to you because you've been trying to fix the situation single-handedly. They'd love to help you answer your prayers, but first you need to surrender and release the situation. Surrender simply means that you're tired of struggling. It means emotionally letting go with faith that divine wisdom of spirit, which includes your higher self, can do a better job. Oh, yeah, you can ask your higher self to take care.
Yeah. You know, all of this is like very familiar to a lot of like AA or like NA stuff,
yeah,
you know, like that idea of releasing.
Yes.
Of just like surrendering and releasing, right? Of like,
oh, that prayer.
A lot of addicts believe that, because they're carrying a lot, you know, a lot of addicts believe that they that they're just carrying a lot of heaviness, and the biggest thing to do in like the 12-step program is just release and surrender and faith that everything's gonna turn out okay.
Yes. Okay, so I'm immediately seeing a lot of mental activity. I don't
Ooh.
Know who wronged you. What happened?
Is that what you're seeing right now?
Yeah, it is right here.
Oh my God.
Wow, but you're entering a new stage. Wow, you got the Nine of Pentacles, same position as Lindsay, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. I don't know what you're letting go of here, but this is really good for you. I see.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
The sexy devil. Okay. Let me just ask you this.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to tell you everything I'm seeing, even though I am afraid that it might be wrong, and then you'll tell me.
Okay. I just have to say, upon first glance at these cards, they are intense. There is a lot happening here.
Okay. I think someone that you were addicted to, but that you also really love, had made you not only very stressed, but also did one on you, and that shit went crumbling down, and now you're happily single, headed towards success. But this has to do with like ties that are like addiction style.
Oh, like, my God. I was just talking about addictions.
Yes. This is like sex addiction, addiction to the person, addiction to being together, addiction to like staring at it, like addiction to being with one another, to staring at each. It's like a soulmate that turned into
sour.
Real sour.
Yeah.
This is real sour. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
And a soulmateship that turned into a dark, a devil,
mm-hmm.
a devil energy. So what's the devil in the, to me, this is the sexiest man that has ever existed. I'm so in love with this devil.
You know,
I will
tell you right now, what is the sexiest thing I've ever seen?
This is like, I'm like, y'all.
You like a man with a hooded thing with giant horns?
I don't need his eyes.
What is the sexiest thing about this devil?
His lips.
What are his lips like?
I just don't know why his eyes are not. What is he thinking?
It's mysterious. Do you like mysterious people?
Do I? Yes. Do I?
Yeah, this guy's lips are nice.
It's a fucking problem. That's what
also,
it is.
So. Yeah, so you're into that. You're into the mystery.
Yeah, but mystery, this mysterious person that is so attractive at the beginning, so tempting, so addictive, mm-hmm. it's also someone who's stealing.
Oh my behind God.
Behind your back.
This is too much.
This is
too much.
What happened to you?
Oh my God.
Who made you so stressed? This is like, this relationship, this is a soulmate.
Oh my God.
This
Veronica.
Is a soulmate card.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Well, maybe they are not, but I feel like someone was like more a mother and someone was more like a child. They seem like equal. It seemed like equal ground, but someone was trying to like misbehaving, like not really wanting to collaborate here. What happened to you?
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's actually really interesting because before we started recording, you asked me how I was doing.
You dodging this big old
wow. This guy
tower.
Has a nice butt. Look at this butt. Look at this. He's toned as hell. And he's got a nice little butt. Look at this.
That guy trained for this moment.
He's trained. What was he also, what was he doing before this lightning struck? He was showering probably.
Yeah, he was.
Taking a bath and saw
the apocalypse
thunder and was like, oh, fuck, I need to jump out of this tower.
During naked time.
Yeah.
So maybe I think, okay, I'll tell you what cards he has. So in the general energy, he has the devil, which is a card of the lower self, the lower aspects of the self that are like, yeah, addiction, temptation, anything that is your shadow self. And he also has the two of cups, which is a soulmate card, meaning seeing eye to eye. It's usually a high vibration card, but next to the devil, I would say this is something that looked like we're equals at the beginning, but one of them was the devil in disguise.
I'm sorry. So when you say high vibration cards, what does that mean?
Sometimes if this comes out here like this, whoa, without these. If the two of cups comes out and it's surrounded by beauty, by mm-hmm. other cards that exalt it in a positive way, it's a high vibration. It's in a good vibration.
Gotcha.
But next to the devil, wow, it just looks like a perfect, this is like perfectly tempting in such a emotionally tempting, physically tempting, time consuming, just addictive. It's like when you're like cooped up at home, just spending time doing this thing with this other person. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe you're missing out on certain things. You're not doing your full, you're getting lazy. You're not doing, there's things you're missing. You're indulging into this staring into each other's eyes in a way that's, this is toxic, right?
Yeah,
it's in low vibration, not because of the devil, because if it was just the devil and two of cups, and then there maybe is a couple other cards down there that are more sexy or more loving or more supportive of the energies, I would say this is like, my God, like the first couple months when you fall in love and you're like, at home. Like
you,
this is
you become infatuated, but in a nice way.
And you spend a lot of time and maybe waste time from other things, but there's something that you. It's a time that you need to invest in to build this initial love relationship. But because it's God, the lower energy is so harsh up until here. We have the Eight of Swords, we have the Seven of Swords, and we have the Tower. So there's a lot of mental stress, a lot of cheating, lying, fooling each other, getting things behind your back, sneaking away, you suspecting things are happening behind your back, not really being sure, not really understanding how it's happening, blinded you with lies, blinded you with words, blinded. You've been blinded and then
bamboozled in a way.
Bamboozled but here's what happens, that the Tower came. So you already had a full breakdown of all the structures that you thought were real about this. And you dodged the bullet. You nakedly dodged this bullet.
Just in the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time.
I didn't have time to put clothes on.
No, but... Or your wig.
I'm definitely bald-headed.
Definitely. But this was like... I don't know if you believe in it, but this was God. This was your higher self. This is The Rock, or what? The Rock, literally The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Or if you think there's something or someone bigger than you looking after you, there was an interception from this. So this may be, see that lightning is coming from, you didn't create that lightning. You were here. So the Eight of Swords speaks of mental activity. It speaks of a cycle of, I call it sometimes like the victim of emotional abuse. The it's a victim mentality or victim position where you're like, you could release yourself from all these, from the blindfold, from the chains, from the sword. See that the swords are not stabbing you. They're not harassing you.
Yeah.
But they feel as if they're all around you in a way that, like, this is like being surrounded by too many thoughts, suspicions. Like, there's a lot of mental activity and it's not easygoing. Mm-hmm. It's a position that's easy for you to feel taken advantage of. You feel trapped by all these thoughts. I don't know. This person was making you crazy. Someone made you crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
Like in your brain.
Yes.
And you could not, you were like, you felt trapped. You felt alone. You felt like you didn't, maybe you were going crazy. And you felt like a victim. Like, truthfully, this is a victim card. This is someone who's put themselves there and being like, please someone rescue me, rescue me, rescue me. And this person was like, well, you're like eyes closed and confused. I'm going to take the source and I'm going to get the fuck out without you seeing.
Jeez Louise.
I'm so sorry.
This is so real. It's weird.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's so real. It's so freaking real.
You will find... I don't know who's this or who people, maybe it might be like an energy you entered and people were,
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I can talk about this.
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
It is a, I mean, you know, before we started recording, you asked me like how I was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like coming into this weird, I'm like changing my cycle, right? I'm like switching things around because I reached the sort of rock bottom.
Okay.
And it was really about my social interactions with people. And it's very much that. Like this whole thing is like, really, it's like cyclical. It happens a lot. Like, it wasn't just one person. It's a lot of people that do that.
So several soulmates. So by soulmate, I don't mean necessarily.
Right, like lovers or anything like that. Yeah.
There's people that we have, well, let's just not say soulmates, but equals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Partners, friends, family members, equals.
Yeah.
People that you're like in a one-two relationship with, right?
Yeah. And you're right. Like, it is like, I can make friends really easily, but my problem is that I tend to like you're saying, indulge in those friendships or relationships
right.
really quickly. Like, for example, if I just met you and we're vibing, like I like only want to hang out with you all the time, and like I want to be your friend and like check up on you all the time, and like sometimes I'll like ignore other friendships or like right. even things that might be more important only to hang out with you.
Addicted
so like
to this new relationship.
Yes, exactly. Like something new. And yeah, so a lot of that too with that is that I have a tendency to latch on to people who are very assertive, who are very like sort of, I don't like domineer. I like tend to attract very like domineering personalities.
Right.
Because I tend to be a little more passive. So I have people that
you're
like,
the one who wants to hang out and do this and do
exactly,
that. I'm like,
you're
more like the willing person.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is just like, we're going to do that. Like you'd be the one who'd be like, let's do this. We're going to do this. You're going to do this. And I'm like, yes. Can I hang out with you more? Great. I'll do that.
As long as
I can hang out with you, I'll do whatever you want me to
do. Yeah,
That being said, like I tend to attract people who recognize that and then just take a lot.
Right.
Like take a lot of my energy, take a lot of my time.
Right.
And at first I'm like very okay with it, but then I sort of just, wait, what happened?
I don't know. Something happened. I can't hear. Aha.
Oh, okay, now I can. Now okay. I can hear it. Anyway.
Can you hear things?
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
So I become friends with these kind of people and they take a lot of literally everything.
Do they like ask you questions, listen to you,
no.
ask about your life?
No.
Like, so they just take.
Yeah.
And you put yourself a little bit in that situation.
And it's 100% my fault because it's a pattern of behavior that I'm very familiar with.
This is a dynamic.
Yeah, 100%.
So you close your eyes to the flaws of this person and pretend not to see while they just take.
That is a pattern of...
Because that's it of sorts.
All of my relationships, all of my friendships.
All of your soulmateships.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, it's so very clearly reflected
like,
here.
Like scarily so.
So wild. Okay, especially with this release and surrender card. So
yes.
You are releasing... You're going from a fully mental energy to, wait, I got a call. Should I?
Do it.
Hello? I'm at the podcast and you're live. No. Okay, I will. Bye. Oh, you're shitting me. Okay. I did it to my husband last time.
Was that your husband?
At Tricks in the City. No.
Oh.
It's a friend. And then, Eight of Swords. So here's what I want to tell you. We've talked about everything that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the release and surrender card. So
there
is some kind of divine intervention. Something happened to you out of the blue, like a lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It might be your own higher self. You had a dream. Something happened. You realized one too many things. Something brought this faulty tower of your dynamic to an end.
Yeah.
It like broke it apart, right? And you just like, whoa, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Because this starts with an eight. I feel like it is about cycles. So this devil energy that you have with your partnerships, where you are in a cycle of mental anguish while they take your thoughts from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they kidnap your thoughts and they take advantage of it. First of all, the people who wronged you recently, if they haven't, they usually that card also means that they will come back to the scene of the crime.
Ooh.
But you're in a different situation now.
Yeah.
After the tower.
I like this cat, though.
Right?
It's a cute cat.
Also the cat seeing. It looks
mm-hmm.
like the, what's this, Disney cats?
From Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
The Siamese cats.
The evil ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are scary.
It's very scary cats.
So here's what I want to focus on, because
mm-hmm.
your outcome cards are so gorgeous.
Oh.
This tower breaks down and it hurts. It's there's never a tower moment that's not messy. You know, it is usually messy. But here's the thing. You were already aware of this dynamic. So when this comes, it's no surprise. Mm-hmm. That's why when I get a card like release and surrender, I usually I feel like, ugh, you know,
right.
But instead you were like, yes, mm-hmm. right? Because you are already on that track of yes. like this destruction has already happened.
Oh, yeah.
This is not news. This is already what is. Mm-hmm. What is that you're picking up the pieces of what's left.
Right.
And you're trying to figure out what to do with it.
Mm.
Now, let's focus on the two last cards, which are Nine of Pentacles and the Six of Wands. This is like double whammy of success.
Oh, this what? Is, are you serious?
Yes. This is alone on your own. The Nine of Pentacles is the being alone, being single, feeling good, smelling good,
shut
looking good.
Up. Are you serious?
Yes. Like, I take care of my body. I take care of, I do my hobbies. I find myself. I know who I am. I invest my money
shut
in myself.
Up.
No, I swear. This is, that's why she has, her hobby is like birds with helmets.
Yeah.
Straight up, she's like,
she loves them birds.
She's Aurora, like singing out in the garden. Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. So
she's got her rings on, her yeah. jewelry. Yeah. She's got butterflies around her.
Like, fab.
It's cute. She's, yeah. There's a giant ladybug in there.
And there's like,
and you know, they're all friends.
A canopy. Yeah. They're all singing together.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
We know that. Yeah. She's looking good. This is a feeling good, looking good, smelling good mm-hmm. card. And I am on my own. To me, this is my Huntington Gardens card. I go to the Huntington Gardens every week on my own or with friends. Last week I did it with Sam. 2 weeks before I went with my friend Eloisa. Like, but I go on my own yeah. a lot. So I go to the Huntington or the beach or wherever mm-hmm. to just chill
yeah.
and be. So that's my hobby, right?
Yeah.
But it is grounding yourself, going to nature, feeling what you feel, doing what you want to do, getting a massage. It doesn't have to be luxurious in that, like...
But it's treating yourself.
Treating yourself.
To you.
To you.
Yeah.
To you. So that's why I mean, like, hobbies, yoga. But it's also, it's very physical and, like, money. Mm-hmm. Like, I invest in myself. Mm. But it can also be, like, I invest in reading books. I invest in, like, literally... Every Saturday afternoon, I'm going to be alone.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Damn.
If Sunday morning, I don't know who to brunch with, I'm going to go and have
yeah,
brunch.
Yeah, by myself. Yeah.
And that can be okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to movies alone. It's not about being lonely. It's about purposefully being taking yourself out on dates. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a full-blown victory coming. Like, it's as if, like, thanks to going through this, like, Nine of Pentacles process, you land at a place where, like, other people start recognizing you for who you are.
Jeez, this is amazing.
The Six of Wands speaks of victory that is recognized by others. It speaks of other people recognizing you as a winner, as someone who is of value, as someone who's coming back to...
I'm straight up shook.
I'm so glad. This person's coming back to their village in full glory.
Yeah.
Like, popular. A popular person. People are coming to them. So here you're like, people are taking from you. Here people are coming to you.
Damn, it's like a narrative. It's like a story.
It is. So I want you to see the cards this way.
Yeah.
Because it's important to me that you understand that the energy is reflected here. If they are so... So reflective of what you're going through right now. There's a reason for it, right? So you got this release and surrender.
Wow.
Okay, I feel inclined to get another Oracle deck, and then we'll do an interactive read for everyone
this
out there.
Is wild.
Tell me, talk to me.
Well, it's like so. I mean, okay, so last year. I had a thing. So, like, last year on social media, I had this hashtag called Hi, I'm Trash. And it's essentially, like, where I was, like, giving myself permission to feel bad about myself, which sort of backfired in a way where it was, like, I started believing that I was garbage, like, for real.
No.
And sort of just casually tossing out that I was trash because I was treated like that, you know, by, like, people that I thought were, like...
A cycle you perpetuated.
Exactly,
Look
yes.
at the card that you just got.
Law of Attraction. What the heck?
I know. I pulled it. I was like, is this the right card for Oscar? And then my thumb
That's crazy.
Tingled, and then I pulled it. I know.
This is so weird because
you're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So
I pulled it on my own.
It's crazy.
Without knowing where you were going.
And okay. So I recognize that. And then this year I'm doing on my social media hashtag, Hi Your Trash, where it's like I'm reclaiming it and sort of like turning it back around everybody and being like, I don't need this energy. I'm going to give this energy to everybody else, you know?
Yeah, just like send it to where it came from.
Exactly. And that way I'm like, yeah, you're totally right. Like I'm getting more in touch with myself, which before I would feel guilty about, you know,
right,
about
right,
like,
right.
Oh no, like I don't want to like take time for me at all. Like this is not, it's not about me. It's about other
by
people.
Being with yourself is when people start seeing you as
yeah.
What you are. It's right
yeah.
here. Well,
yeah.
This is what I'm reading here.
100%.
I also believe that in life, but this is actually literally
mm-hmm.
here.
So right now I'm in like this place right here.
You're coming
in between the Tower and the Nine of Pentacles.
Yes. This is a future.
Yeah.
This is a present future. This is a present. This is a present past.
Mm.
And this is the past or what it is.
Yeah.
And then this is the energies in the air. So you're clearing up shit regarding how you interact with the other equals.
Yeah.
Other equal other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Law of Attraction card.
Wow, this is crazy.
It says.
Also, it looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. These Doreen Virtue ones are gorgeous.
Doreen, you knocked it out the park, girl.
Come on.
Come back to us.
Each thought is an investment that pays immediate dividends. So invest wisely. You have the power to choose your thoughts and align them with love, peace, and harmony. At your request, we will gladly attune your energies to higher frequencies. So her theory is that you cannot receive help from anything divine if you don't ask for it because you have full free will.
Yep.
Which is why the cards, it's good that this is a possible future
mm-hmm.
as things are being projected.
Yeah.
And if you do like this possible future,
which I do,
keep focusing on it
because
then now you know it's been defined for you inside of you that this is something you do like and you do want
mm-hmm.
and that this is a right way for you to get there. And so you can just be like, I love these cards. I accept them into me. Please, whatever energies want to help me get to this goal, help me. With that, please.
Yeah.
You have full permission to come and help me. And then maybe believe it. And
yeah, it goes hand in hand with the release and surrender.
And the law, yeah.
And the law of attraction, right?
It says, the angels gave you this card as a reminder that the law of attraction can help you improve the situation you're inquiring about. Complaints and worry only attract more of the same.
Mm.
When you enter victim mentality, people start treating you like a victim because you're putting yourself there. And it's not to victim blame. Please understand what I'm saying. If I am always thinking that people reject me, they may be doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to feel like they reject me. And that's just like, it's not about, it's a self-fulfilled prophecy. It happens in
100%.
My brain.
100%. Yeah.
So elevate your thoughts with the help of the angels. You can have them to attract what you desire. Several times a day, imagine that the situation was presently healed and perfectly manifested. Feel gratitude that it's already so in spirit, which is the first part of attracting the material aspects of the situation. Think about your desires and avoid worrying or complaining. Rise up to the level of the type of person you wish to attract. This is that, rising up to the level of the person you want to attract, then you attract this. As your spiritual energy increases, you'll find yourself less attracted to lower energies in relationships and situations. This is normal, and the angels can help you deal with these endings and beginnings, which is surrendered too. Wow. So very cool.
Wow, it's truly eye-opening.
It's amazing.
It's truly, truly eye-opening.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, it's just like a clear representation of like, hey, this is your pattern of behavior, and if you change that pattern of behavior, you will be rewarded, right? But like you said, like you would get stuck in those patterns of behavior and we don't like to change because we're comfortable in the way that we are. But this made me realize like, oh my gosh, I was in a lot of pain. Like, I wasn't being fulfilled,
right.
And in order to break away from that, like the tower, I'm gonna have to get messy. I'm gonna have to like
get rid of
do
people.
Things that I don't
get
like doing
people.
I'm not comfortable doing, you know, but like I just have to do that.
And that's what you were saying literally before when we started recording. Before we started recording, it's like I am changing everything about the way I interact with people and the people I let in, and that is what a tower moment is.
It's so crazy.
I know.
How does this happen?
I don't know. I think the cards really love you because or that you have been. Here's what I think. I think that when you have a question of something that you really want to solve in your life, your brain can't help but consistently look for the solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So even as you're working, as you're buying a salad, as you're commuting, as whatever, there's like a background program that's consistently running trying to look for that solution.
Yeah.
And I feel like that helps you find the solution. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the cards are just one of those ways in which your brain is seeing solutions.
Yeah.
Now, the part where you attracted these cards to you, I feel like you have been looking for these answers and this, like, you've been looking for these. Like, you see, I was in an emotionally abusive relationship.
Mm.
And it's a cycle that's so crazy because the first thing about it is that you are so confused. You don't know if you're the bad guy, the good guy, if the things are like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Right? But the second a term happened to me it was cold shoulder. I was like, my boyfriend won't speak to me in 3 days. And then I was like, cold shoulder, emotional abuse. And it slowly like, I from calling it cold shoulder and it being a symptom of emotional abuse, I suddenly had two very big terms to call and define this like nebulous where I was like fully lost in, and I couldn't figure it out, and it was hurting me so much. So I've been in that eight of swords. I consistently sometimes get in that eight of swords about things. And so to me, the cards are not that psychological term, but they're some kind of snapshot that like, it's kind of like the image solidifies that nebulous group of thoughts, a group of lessons I've been trying to learn. And suddenly I see a card like the tower and I'm like, that is what I would call that nebulous group of things that have happened to me, which is a full breakdown of structures around me.
Yeah.
And now you know what to call it. It's called a tower moment, and it's happened to you, and now you're picking up the debris and and sweeping and like calling the trucks to take away the shit that you're not gonna use again, and like clearing up the area and like digging the holes, like any construction work, building, going from like ground zero to the hole, from the hole to the full Liberty Tower, whatever it's called. How many years and construction work and like weird passageways it takes a long time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to get to Huntington Gardens.
More than work, an investment.
Yeah.
Of time, a purposeful effort to get there. So I think that to me, your brain maybe needed an image to solidify your emotional and psychological process.
You're right.
And then here you go. You can take a photo of it if you wanted.
I would actually do.
Well, you do that. I'm going to shuffle the cards so that we can go to this interactive read. I'm loving this music. It's so like...
This is great, by the way.
Your music is so like great. It's so like eclectic.
It's funny too, because I'm listening to you talk and Peter's playing this music, and what it's doing to me, it's making the words... It's like making me focus on the words, and with the music, it's like sort of elevating,
cushioning it.
It's like
it's like
elevating it in a weird way. It's like
glad.
You guys are a great team.
Thank you. We are. And then I feel like to me, the music is the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
Where like there's an extra esoteric thing that I can't tell you with my words, and I feel like Peter kind of like picks it up.
Can I ask you a question,
yes.
Peter? What makes you play the things that you're playing?
To the mic, please. I literally cannot pull it closer to you.
I think the things, I play the things, like I'll hear something that I'm trying to do. I'll hear something that I'm trying to do and find, like, a sound that matches that the best. But I don't know, it's kind of, like, super intuitive and...
Intuition.
Oh...
Because
it evolves, you know what I mean? It, like, there's something really nice about the way that it's changing. It's not, you are willing to have a conversation with yourself about
totally.
That.
I mean, I get bored with some things and I'm like, oh, how can I change this or tweak it? So it's like something new, or like, and then making myself hang out in a certain space because I have an instinct to change when something is old.
Ooh, like, that's great. You're like willing to leave the room if you're done with whatever's in that room.
Or like staying with it past the point of comfort. You know, like
Actually,
I love that.
That's like a great way to live.
Okay.
Damn.
Wow, you heard Peter twice in a row. I don't know what's happening.
Has that happened before?
He said one word once. Oh, yeah, my fear is not to have music, not because the readings are boring or they're not true, but because, I don't know, I just feel like there's, sometimes I'm saying something and I hear something Peter's doing, and then suddenly, like, the two or three words that I needed come my way.
Oh, 100%.
Just
because
you changed some sound. So what we're going to do now is an interactive read. I invite Peter, Alec, and you as well, Oscar, and me, and yourself, myself, to pick a card. So what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards. I'm going to cut the deck in no time. It's almost there. I'm going to cut
these
the
cards,
deck.
I have to say, these cards are very, very small.
These are my manga tarot deck.
These are
small.
These are like chibi, which in Japanese is just means cute, little. They're this like chibi cards.
Okay, this is the one. Okay. So in my previous read, in the last episode with Lindsay, I picked a card and I don't know if it applied to me because I was focusing on something else. Which card did you pick? You always pick one. I caught you. And I caught myself too.
Wait, one starting from where? There or there?
Okay, so I have the cards. What did you pick? Last time, two? Okay. Okay, so now we have three cards on the table. You guys at home or in your cars or wherever the fuck you are, you're gonna, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put my hand on top of each card and name it. And you're gonna pick one of them. I have card number one, card number two, and card number three. So don't think of a topic, just pick a card. Card one, two, or three, whatever number comes to your head is the one for you. If you pick card number one, you got, again, sexy-ass devil.
Whoa, the devil's here.
Look at this other devil. So...
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So the devil speaks of the energy of embracing your shadow self, right? It's a kind of energy... Sometimes we resist so much the side of us that is... For example, your devil is this thing where, like, you're tempted to like fully be addicted to this relationship. So now you have to purposefully go to
break
this nine of
it.
Pentacles,
yeah.
Right? But sometimes our devil energy is that thing that some artists use their devil to create amazing art, right? Some artists use their devil also consume them. So the devil energy is not necessarily something terrible. It just means you have instincts that are animal, that come instincts of attachment or of addiction, of needing something or of being sneaky or doing whatever it is that you do that you know is dark and not great. That's yours. There's a reason why that is happening. So the devil energy speaks of, like, instead of closing your eyes and fearing it, kind of embrace it and be like, why am I like this? Not in a way where you're like, give yourself some shit, but in a way where you're like, just truly compassionately asking yourself, why am I like this? Why do I need this approval? Why do I need this bottle of drink? Why do I masturbate so much to this specific kind of porn? Or like, why do I get turned on by... But you don't even have to ask why, as long as you're like, okay, straight up in the mirror, yes, I do this thing. Let's just
be honest with
it. Step one.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't get this tower moment if you don't straight up say,
that's a good point.
I do this thing. Mm-hmm. It's so hard sometimes. It's the easiest, hardest thing in the world. Jose, I always talk about Jose because his devil, he's so in tune with his devil self. Mm. Meaning, he knows where he's shitty. He knows his dark sides. He knows, like, and he knows mine as well. And I know his. So we're consistently on this game of calling each other out on that thing. And it's never, it's always, when I see him resisting it, or like mostly he sees me resisting it, I'm like, he's like, okay, why are you resisting it? See how you're resisting it right now? You're resisting it. And I'm like.
So he's the mirror.
I know. But also, like, once you say, I know, there's such a release and such a relief, right? I am a fucking sneak. I like being sneaky and I like pushing the envelope and I like getting away with as much as fucking possible. And that's not great sometimes.
Yeah.
But that also has led me to great places sometimes. Mm-hmm. So the same addictive to relationships personality, you can go ahead and use that for some kind of good or for some kind of focus in your life in the future. Or at least to tell it, you can't come and play right now. You've played for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you need, I hear you. I love you. Thanks to you, I've learned so much. But right now, I'm in control. So that's the devil energy. That's if you pick card number two. You can also be like, hey, come out and play. And give it supervised, you know.
Yeah.
Hours where you're tempted. Sometimes I'm like, I'm purposely going to go do this thing today. If you pick card number two, you have the Ten of Wands. So this speaks of like someone needing to make a lot of, you're juggling and kind of doing some gymnastics in order to get all the things you need to get done, right? You feel kind of alone, maybe outweighed by too many tasks, too many requests, too many things, too many messages, emails, communications. You need to like, basically the hours of the day don't, you don't have enough hours in the day.
I love that they have four languages on there.
I know.
English, Spanish.
They have even more. They have some downstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're right.
They have, so it's, this is a card where you actively are making a physical effort that almost feels like it's a little too much for you. This is like warming. This is like when you go to boot camp classes and like you're burning too hard and you can see that there's 1 minute left and people are still squatting and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this shit. And you're going to give up. So this is a card of carrying too many wands on your own goddamn back. And you are almost there because a 10 is the end of a cycle. So you are almost there.
You're almost there.
You just need to do it a little bit longer. And try to have a good attitude about it because
it's going to suck.
It's like when you do like a midnight shoot, like an overnight shoot, and people start getting, everyone wants to go to bed. Mm-hmm. But the person that starts going, I'm so tired. It's like, shut up. We're all tired. Yeah. So it does nothing. That attitude does nothing. All just keep at it. Keep at it. We get you. We understand that you're tired. There's full empathy in this card, but there's also like, only you can finish it and you have to. And you're at the 10. So 10 is the last one. If you picked card number, yes.
That's what I picked.
If you pick card number three, the Tower. I can't believe the two major arcanas that you got in this read came out also in the interactive read.
That's so funny.
And it's the second time that we get the Tower. If you pick the Tower, your structures are falling apart. Something that really wasn't good for you has fallen. Something that's stable in your life, meaning you're used to it, but it doesn't mean that it's good for you, has broken down. This could be your marriage. This could be your living situation, your work. The things that you thought made you the person that you are. I was watching Star Trek Discovery, and Saru is a Kelpian. And he comes from a species of... So Kelpians are a fear-based species. So
what does that mean?
They get some glands that pop whenever they have fear. So these are spoilers about Star Trek Discovery Season 2. Feel free
to mute this section.
Either way, we already did the interactive read. So they have fear glands that come out when there's fear. They sense it. And everything in their society and their structures is based on fear. And suddenly he realizes that that reality is not so.
Yeah.
The glands fall from his body and he loses all kinds of fear. And that's what's determined his race for all of the existence of his race.
He's lost his entire identity. Whoa.
And now he has to figure out who the fuck he is. So that's a tower moment.
Yeah.
That'll be a tower
Hell
moment.
Yeah.
When you're like, everything that defines me is that I'm a woman. Or, and then you have breast cancer and now you lose your boobs, or like you have to get your womb, you know, removed or something. And so that's a, that question of like, am I a woman if I don't have my female identification parts? Or am I a full person if what's identified me is this relationship, or the idea that I'm messy, or the idea that I drink? Like, who am I if I don't drink anymore? Who am I if I'm not a messy person? Who am I if I'm, and if I now embrace the fact that I'm an adult and I am responsible? Like that structure where I like justify shit by being messy, or my marriage, or my... the fact that I'm a professor, now I'm not doing that anymore. You know, like big things that feel like the scaffolding of who you are, when they fall apart, what is left?
Yeah, it's like a reevaluation of self.
Yeah, it's a death of the self in a way, of the ego. Because, well, the only other moment where a tower falls, like falls, would be when your body dies. That's your actual tower, and then now you're free to be. But if you're not this body, then who you are? Well, you're the light being you've always been. But now, this is kind of like why you're, why this is such a discovery for you. Like, because what's defined you is this cycle.
Yes.
And now, what are you without that definition? Which is why so many people don't move ahead in their lives with the things that they have to. Why so many people don't want to know that there's a cure for certain things, but there's so many people that don't want to change the industries because they feel like they're defined by money, they're defined by the pursuit, they're defined by this like surge. When people don't want to give up on a pipe dream or something, it's because they feel defined by like the search of this dream. Anyway, all this to say that if you pick card number 3, you're fucked. Because whatever you thought was, ain't so. You know what? It's good for you.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like fucking ground zero, it's it may look like 9/11 to you right now.
Just because the tower is broken doesn't mean that you can't just build another one.
Yeah, and charge a lot of money for people to go to the top of it.
Exactly.
So,
because you're worth it.
Because you're worth it.
Exactly.
And you're not worth people... you're not worth faulty towers. That shit's no good. It's not good. I wish I would have realized so many of my faulty towers earlier in my life. But when I did do it, I'm so thankful that I did.
I know.
I kind of didn't pick a card, but this was kind of a harsh energy. And so, if so, I'm so sorry. That's why at the beginning we got the card release and surrender.
That's true.
So if you release and surrender to the devil, release and surrender to the fact that you have to make this effort and work hard. Release and surrender, and remember what you think of is what you attract. So... put your thoughts in the right place.
Dang.
Oscar. Thank you so much for being here.
This was eye-opening, to say the very least.
I'm so glad. if you feel like your life will be better, at least by a little bit.
I think so. I think it'll be better by a lot of it.
I'm so glad. So wait, Oscar, do you want to tell me all your plugs? Your
plugs. Okay, let's see. Okay, so you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. You can find out where I'm performing, what I'm doing exactly.
You perform a lot.
I perform
a lot. You're doing a lot. You're doing UCB. Yeah, you're doing podcasts. You're doing...
Which is fun, which is all great. It's all stuff that I like to do. I also, speaking of podcasts, I host a podcast called Inside the Disney Vault, where I watch every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and talk about it. And
it
Veronica
really
Osorio was a guest, and she was so fun and great. She was a guest in one of my favorite Disney movie of all time, which is The Emperor's New Groove. It's so
of
great.
Of the best. I
it's
reference
so
it all
good.
The time now.
It's so
ridiculous.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And you can follow Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault. Where it's me, Claire Loughran, and Rachel Chapman, and we talk about Disney movies. And now we did it. We watched every single Disney movie, so now we're talking about Pixar. So that's fun.
Cool.
And I'm on another podcast at the Forever Dog Network called Woo. This Is What Democracy Pod's Like. It's hosted by me, Billy Domino, and Kate Friedman. And it's sort of like this crazy political podcast that's also a character podcast. It's wild, it's weird, and it's very cool. You can follow us at Dempods Like, D-M-P-O-D-S, like, L-I-K-E, on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, wow. I mean, if you don't find Oscar after that, you're a dumb-dumb
idiot. You're a dumb-dumb.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward
this
to seeing
so
your journey.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
What happens?
It's very
Thank
exciting.
You. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you felt like supported by the cards. At least I hope so.
Yes.
All right, guys. And as you know, I post on Twitter and Instagram. I post a card of the day right now. If you don't see that I post, it's because I forgot or it's Shabbat. And I also sometimes take a break because some timelines are like intense. We just finished one and I'm about to start posting another one. So please subscribe, give us 5 stars and follow us on the social medias. And you know what? Be happy because life
is
already
hard. And leave a review if you want.
Leave a good review. Be like, Veronica is amazing or whatever, you know? Just a suggestion. Well, guys, I hope you find peace and love in your journeys, and I'll see you soon. Bye bye. In the music, Peter Mark Kendall. You knew this, he's the boss of the podcast. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey, engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.